Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Malusis, Andrew Bogish with you. Let's walk aboard right now. Steve D'Asi, NFL analyst, former NFL linebacker, joins us. Hey, Steve, Mark and Andrew with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing well, Steve. Doing well. And, you know, right now, when you look at the Patriots, you know, how concerned are you, Steve, about this offense?
About as concerned as I was even 4 weeks ago, knowing that they'd sort of fattened up on the easiest part of their schedule and they were going into games where they were going to have to score more than 13 or 14 points. I've been saying it up here for a while, and the last year they pivoted to a bit of a running game towards the end of the season and part of the playoffs. But they also had the personnel. They had Gronk blocking. They had Devlin at fullback. They had Trent Brown at tackle. They had their starting center healthy. David Andrews has been gone all year. Now they look like they've lost even their backup center. So they had the personnel to pivot last year so you could see how they might be able to do it. Yeah, I'm scratching my head now trying to figure out where they're going to pivot and what they're going to do. But even though I've known Bill Belichick and played for Bill Belichick, there's been way too many times I've underestimated him and his coaching staff's ability to do crazy things. So there's hope for this offense, but I don't see that the talent level matching up with what they're going to need in the long run, and the defense can only limit the damage so much. So I'm not feeling great about it, but I haven't felt good about it in 3 or 4 weeks.
But all that being said, and you mentioned this yourself a second ago, Steve, there's still the Patriots. It's still Belichick. It's still Brady. Like, I see all the negatives, and I see the bad trends. But until they have no more games to play, like, I'm not really believing it just yet. Not that they're playing possum. These things are real. But they still usually find a way to win the important games in January. So maybe the door is slightly open to beat them. But I still need to see somebody actually beat them when it matters in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree, and that's the old lineup here is in Bill we trust, and I have all the reason in the world to trust the guy. He took a guy like me out of Dallas where I wasn't playing at all and made me part of a defense that won a championship. So if he could pull off a miracle like that, he can do all sorts of crazy things. Just something about the X's and O's guy in me looks at it and the talent level. You look at it, you're like, okay, well, where is it going to come from? Where is the help coming? The lack of communication with not just young receivers, but with a receiver that should know better. There's all sorts of things going on right now that are uncharacteristic. The crazy thing about it is somewhere in the back of his mind, Bill Belichick loves this. He loves the challenge. He loves the fact that that he's up against the wall. I mean, he's been in every coaching situation there is to be had in the NFL. And now he's in a situation where very few people up here, they believe in him and believe in what the Patriots have accomplished and believe in the things they've pulled off. But the people are looking at it saying, where is it coming from? And even someone who's been playing and watching and talking about the game as long as I have, I have trouble figuring out where that help's coming from.
Steve, there's been some talent on this roster at different times this season that it's no longer there, guys that have been let go. Is there any blame for Bill or anybody else or maybe a bad personnel decision here along the way that's put them in this spot offensively?
Well, we'll go over that. We've been going over that when it happened. We've been going over it during the middle of the season. Guys like Demaryius Thomas and the release of Antonio Brown and some of the other scenarios, but when push comes to shove, you look at you take last year's roster, and if you count the fullback and the tight end, two very, very good blockers, they were down even before they lost Ted Karras. They were down four of their seven blockers. Not just four of the seven; they were down four of the best of the seven blockers. So that right there is as good of a reason as anything. But again, you never really made the adjustment at tight end. You never once you decided to let Antonio Brown go, there was nothing other than Sanu, who is a good receiver, but he's not in that same category as a game breaker. So yes, there's absolute, to answer your question, yes, there's been people questioning Bill Belichick and the moves that he's made. But that's been something that's happened the entire time that Bill's been here. And I think people trust Bill as a coach more than a GM. But the fact is, you don't have the success that the Patriots had without having an incredible GM scenario too. So still, this stretches the boundaries of until we trust as far as the GM goes. But they're still 10-2, which is ridiculous that we're talking about this about a 10-2 team. It's just amazing to me, but that's the expectations the Patriots have and the Patriots fans have for themselves.
You know, Steve, we were talking about it, Andrew and I, a little bit earlier. Are you surprised or not at all by the job? Because we think he's done a remarkable job that Flores has done down there in Miami.
Well, considering that they made a decision early on that they were that it looked like they were going to tank, and it looked like they were just it was a fire sale down there, and they just decided that okay, let's store these draft choices. And to the fact that they're playing competitive ball this late in the season is probably as big a tribute to Flores and his players that he has there, some of the leaders on the team. It's one thing for an organization to say, okay, we're going to tank for these draft choices and we're going to do this or whatever. It's another thing for guys on the field to sit there and take it. I've been on teams that have struggled mightily during the season, it's rare to see a team that organizationally has decided to pack it in, and then the guys say we're not going to take this. We have this, and I appreciate that as coming from the head coach, and I appreciate that as coming from the leaders on the team, and good for them. It bodes well for the future that they've got some guys that weren't going to just accept their beatings and go away quietly. So I'm proud of what they're doing down there.
Steve, what's the ceiling for the Bills in your mind? Can they win a road playoff game?
That would be the biggest test for the Bills, and the lack of playoff experience is a big thing. You see that at the quarterback position, they've lessened the mistakes that they started off with. They started off terribly in terms of interceptions and turnovers, and they seem to have solved a lot of that. I didn't get too excited about the win down in Dallas. I'm not sure that Dallas is everything that they're hyped to be, but you know what? You start racking up these wins, and you look at Buffalo's schedule and figure, almost worst case scenario, they're going to end up with 11 wins, and winning tends to perpetuate itself. But when you get in the playoffs, it's a different deal. I can't imagine them going into, and I don't know whether it's Kansas City or Baltimore or even New England. I can't picture them winning a road game, but they've done some amazing things. I thought 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said, yeah, it's a nice run. We've seen this before from the Bills. All right, now it's time for them to pack it in. They've done the opposite. They've stepped up and done a nice job. You got to appreciate what they're doing there.
Yeah, and one team that ripped off 8 straight wins. And how about the Ravens? They're the betting favorite now to win the Super Bowl. Steve, do you think everything that they're doing here in the regular season is going to be able to translate to playoff football?
You're going to have a team that's capable of keeping the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands. If you can do something that we've seen, I just use Bill Belichick as an example because we did it in the Super Bowl 25, and I've seen him do it in other Super Bowls where you find a way to have ball control for 38, 39, 40 minutes out of the game. That's really going to be the only equation. And even then, they can score rather quickly. So if you can do kind of what San Fran did, make them keep up to you, or make them at least keep it as tight as possible. because once they get rolling, they seem to pick it up both offensively and defensively. They all of a sudden you see them pass you by, and then you see them really hit the accelerator. So yes, I think somebody can slow them down. We said a little bit of this about the Rams offense last year going into the Super Bowl, but this I think is a different situation, because they can be very, very physical with that run game and that three tight end offense, and they can be as quick as anything in that passing game too. So it's not like you can focus on one thing and say, okay, we'll take this away and see how they can react to that. They can switch it up, and they've done a great job. But as much as I don't want to admit it, you got to look at Harbaugh's coach of the year, and you got to look at Lamar Jackson is the leading MVP candidate right now.
No doubt. Hey, Steve, happy holidays to you and your family. We appreciate the time this morning. We really do.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Anytime. I'll talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.